Are you guys best friends now?
I didn't know anything about him, but he knew my life story, so sort of went from there. Well, Jake's yet to buy us a coffee, but...
Come on. I bought you one from Starbucks. I'm just glad I could sort of make that impact in my first few games. And obviously, Stubbsy's taken that out of it as well. I'm going to play like this, and if it comes off, then hopefully my team wins more games. This guy to my right actually went to a golf day at DLF the other night, and I'm not sure he knew, but all over the back of his shirt, it was dirt. He's more Indian than Australian. That's what I tell him. I say that. I say you're 70% Indian, 30% Australian.
Hello and welcome to the Delhi Capitals podcast. I'm your host, Supreeta Das, and today's episode is very special. I think I'm just going to call it Double Trouble, because for the first time on the podcast, we have not one, but two very fun, super duper guests. And also when they're out batting, they mean a lot of trouble to the opposition bowlers. So thank you guys for coming over, Jake Fraser-McGurk and Tristan Stubbs. Thank you so much for coming. Before anything else, I just want to put this out there. This was supposed to be two single episodes, one with you, one with you. Then Stubbsy said, I will not make an appearance on this podcast without JFM.
That's the sort of effect I've already had on Stubbsy.
Looks like it. Are you guys best friends now?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Nice. Pretty close. So, you know what? Let's start with that. Have you guys met before the IPL, or did you meet here when DC happened? And, you know, how close you guys have become?
I didn't know anything about him, but he knew my life story, so sort of went from there.
I met Stubbsy in the hotel in Jaipur, and I recognized his face because I went through the whole squad before I was replaced in. And I remember my first thoughts going, he's a bit taller than I imagined. I thought he would be a bit smaller. Pretty big unit, but nah, he's been all right so far. He's made me feel quite comfortable, so it's good to have him around.
You've been all right, he says.
Yeah, I can't give him too much credit, can I?
I've bought him a couple of caps on the golf course, I think.
Yeah, and
yeah, which if you do is... He lost. So that's what we play for. We play for caps. So if whoever loses has to buy the other person a cap.
I'm yet to win on this golf trip or this IPL.
But then one sec.
This golf trip.
But there's also a coffee thing going. You're buying all the coffee, and then he owes you coffee, something like that.
No, at the airports.
Oh yeah.
We take turns. Him, and Anna.
Yeah.
We sort of rotate. Well, Jake's yet to buy us a coffee, but.
Come on, I bought you one from Starbucks.
No, I'm kidding.
We've got your coffee.
Coffee orders are perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
This is really nice.
Yes. Oh. You're the iced latte.
Yeah.
He's the cappuccino.
Yeah.
And you think that the cappuccino is boring.
Well, iced latte is not too funny, to be fair. But maybe a bit of almond, hazelnut sort of drizzle in there. We can spice it up a bit.
We went rogue the one day and got a caramel.
We got a caramel frappe or something like that.
Well, I got one and you...
And then I got one after that because it was so nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so you've only been to Chennai before this IPL trip. And this IPL trip also happened a little in an unexpected fashion. Just tell us how that happened. You got a message from Panto one day.
Just before that, yes. Can you tell us when you first went to Chennai, what happened when you walked off the plane?
Oh, yeah, so... my first experience outside the airport wasn't a great one. I walked out and sort of just got rushed with all these different senses that I've never really felt before. And then I just threw up everywhere. So that wasn't great. That was my first start. First 5 minutes outside the plane in India.
But, in India.
Yeah. Wow. But I got a message from Ricky Ponting. Just getting off the plane from Tasmania before our last 4-day game of the year, and said, would you want to be a replacement? And I said, yes, very quickly. So, it all happened pretty quick. And then probably 2 weeks later, I'm on a plane and now I'm here. So it's great.
Yeah. I actually first met him at the airport in Delhi, and it was obviously a very long flight. And he was also waiting around at the airport for super long. I think he wasn't hungry, but he just ate burgers to kill boredom, right?
Yeah. A lot of little, like,
sliders.
Yeah. Quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but since from then, from that airport wait in Delhi to now, it's been anything but boring. You have set the tournament alight. Has it now sunk in? I remember when we spoke just at the start, it was all very surreal. You've made your debut and left a massive impact on the team and the tournament itself. Has it now sunk in that all of this is happening and at a very rapid pace?
No, not really. I don't really tend to think about it that much. I'm just glad I could sort of make that impact in my first few games. And obviously Stubbsy's taken that out of it as well. He's saw my innings the other day and said he can try and beat it. So he actually beat the strike rate that I was going at. I think I was at 360 and you're at 390. So it's good, you know, I can just have that impact on other players like Stubbsy.
Yeah. Are you impacting his hairstyle though? I can see it like...
I'm impacting his hairstyle as well. So he's batting and his hairstyle.
Yeah, they call you the twins for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I'm often Jake and he's often Stubbs.
So. I'm getting tagged a lot on my Instagram.
On your socials.
From Stubbsy's photos and things like that. So, there's a lot of that rolling around at the moment.
So when you were looking up the squad, you obviously found out, you know, Stubbsy's around and he's a little taller than you and all of that. So again, another reason why you guys are called the twins is because when he started his IPL journey a couple of seasons back, you also came in as a replacement player, right? Yeah. For Mumbai Indians, yeah. And two seasons there and now a season in Delhi. Tell us what your journey with Delhi Capitals has been like so far.
My IPL didn't start as well as Roosters. I made 0-2 in my first two games. I really enjoyed this year. It's been nice to get an extensive run in a team playing. That's always a bit better when you're not fighting for your position every game. In that sense, it's been good. And then just the team's been really lacquer. We've played lots of golf, done a lot of things off the field, which is always nice because I feel sometimes here it's like you get back to your hotel room on the TV is just cricket. So this year we've been able to get away from the game a bit.
Have you been able to check a few places around, explore? It's very hectic. We're taking a plane almost every 2-3 days. Have you had some chance though to go around? What's the India experience been like so far?
Yeah, well, we've had some opportunities to go out and, you know, experience some things. I think we did the most in Mumbai, just walking around, going into these nice cafes and things like that. And then when my coach from Melbourne came over, I went to the Batman, they call it, in Mumbai, the guy who looks after, who used to look after Sachin and all that. I had a look in those stores and shops there and sort of just get around Mumbai and have a look. It's completely different to what life is like back home. It's a lot more chaotic, but it's organized chaos. I think there's a lot of everyone knows what's going on and they just all confine to that, which is great. But in Australia, when things get a bit chaotic, then no one knows what's going on and it, you know, falls down like a deck of cards. It's been great to be over here and just see what a different sort of culture is like.
For the both of you, your game is sort of tailor-made for the T20 game. It's just so much fun to watch both of you bat like so fearlessly. I want to get a little bit of an insight into that. Where does that aggression and the fearlessness just hit it out of the park? Where does that come from? We can start with you.
Well, I sort of changed the way I thought about the game this time last year. So before that, my 2020 career hasn't really started off that great. Was averaging like 15, striking at not more than 100. So I knew something had to change. And then my thought process is towards the balls, instead of sort of being scared to express myself, I went completely the opposite direction and just said, well, I'm going to play like this. And if it comes off, then hopefully my team wins more games. And then, that's just sort of kick-started from there and haven't really looked back since, which has been nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, it's a weird one. I've never really gone to that extent. There's probably a period where I didn't do too well where I try to go that way, where I just try and hit every ball. But I find I still need to, like, you hit your first two balls in the two games for six.
Yeah.
First two games. I feel I still need to give myself a bit of time and then go. But yeah, when I first started playing for the Warriors, my local team, Robin Peterson was our coach, and we all sort of didn't play negatively, but we were very conservative in the way we played. And he really installed into us in T20 cricket, if you see a guy you like, you take him down. If you hit the first ball for six and you think you can get a 20, 25 run over, you take him down. And he sort of got the thinking into us to take the game on. And then I did really well under him. And then wherever I've sort of gone, I've just tried to bat like that. And yeah, it's really nice. Here too, you get so much freedom just to express yourself. I think the way the game's going, you sort of have to go play all your shots. There's no, like now you got one or two balls to get yourself in, and then you need to strike at 200. So yeah, it's evolving in a nice direction.
Yeah, in a nice direction, which is so rapid. It's as rapid as 50 of 15 balls, I think, for you the other night. Were you aware that it's a record? I think it's the third joint fastest.
He'll know.
I knew after the game because I got my phone back. But yeah, just going on from what Stubbsy was saying in terms of like picking a bowler and getting 20, 25 off it, usually, well, the last few years, you'd get four overs of that in a 20-20, and that would win you the games, those big overs. But now you're seeing more like 10 overs of 20 plus scores off and over. And that's what Stubbsy said, is the way cricket's transitioning. And I think the more cricket gets played like that, you'll see more people hitting the first couple balls for sixes and things like that. And it will just naturally progress into that. So, yeah. And then onto the record thing. Yeah, it was just nice to sort of hit a few at the middle early, like really early. And have an off spinner in the power plays. I quite like facing spin. So when it's not really spinning, with only two people out, I know you haven't really got a lot of experience at the top like that. So if you could do that a bit later, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Stubbs always says to me after the game, it must be nice batting with only two fielders out.
I said to him, in 3 to 5 years, that's my goal, to bat at the top.
Is it? Okay.
I said, it doesn't matter when you're clearing the boundary line by 25 metres anyway, so that's fine. But I'm still waiting to try and hit a bigger six, and Stubbsy still got me by about 4 metres, so that's good.
Oh, that's another competition.
Yeah.
He should hit bigger sixes than me. He's almost double my size, so.
He gets the new ball, so.
Yeah. There's pros and cons. There's pros. Did you had a chat with Travis Head after that game? It was.
Yeah, well.
What did he say?
Tell us what he told you.
When Heady was batting, because Subzi and I were just looking at each other at cover and point, just what the hell's going on? We have no idea how to really look at this. And then he kept winking at me, like after every boundary, he kept like looking at me and just winking at me, saying like, this is how it's done and all that stuff. So I wanted to try and do the same thing when I batted. Got his record by a ball, which is nice, but then I didn't really go on with it. Left a few out there. He's class act, Heady. Just a typical Australian bogan who just lives in Adelaide, probably owns half of Adelaide. But, he's trying to, delve into more of the designer brands and stuff, but it's just not him. I said to him, you should leave that to me.
He's got his ear studs, which he's not wearing today.
Yeah, well, I haven't worn them for a couple of weeks, and I've been going all right, so I'm going to keep him out.
Yeah, stick to that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, this guy to my right actually went to a golf day at DLF the other night.
Mm.
And I'm not sure he knew, but all over the back of his shirt, it was dirt. There was dirt.
Is that my white shirt?
Your white shirt.
I saw it in London. That's so good.
I was looking at you going, I hope we get new shirts. Which we thankfully did.
Yeah.
But that was. I didn't say anything to you because I didn't want your head. You know, I wanted you in the game of golf. Yeah. No, because when I get in your head with golf, you lose it.
But who has the better golf for him?
Why'd you say that so quickly? He hasn't won yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I judged.
Yeah.
We have had some close games, but it shouldn't be close because technically I should be the better golfer because of my handicap. But he has played quite nicely.
Yeah.
And
He is a better golfer. He's off a scratch. I'm off a five, so.
Okay.
He should beat me by five shots every time.
I should, but it's been a lot closer than that. So, okay. He's played some nice golf, and I've played not nice golf. But
that's okay.
Yeah, it's a good.
But guys have had like good time on the golf, like just away from the cricket, which is good.
It's
good
to be able it's to just develop. Nice to be
chill
outside.
A little bit. Yeah.
Be outdoors.
Tell me, IPL and Delhi Capitals, especially because this is your first one. If you had to do like an expectation versus reality check, how has that gone? Because you followed and watched the IPL, I'm sure. And then you come in, you're a part of it. Mm. And reality sinks in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I always knew it was like completely different to every other league around the world in terms of how many people watch it and how big it is back home as well. Everyone wakes up. The first thing they do is check the scores. Personally, before I even came here, I would rarely watch games. Like, I rarely watch cricket anyway. But I'd check the scores and stuff. I'd be like a little cricket snuff, but I wouldn't go in and I'd hope like a few of the Aussies do well. But yeah, I think just the differences of actually being in it and then seeing it from an outside point of view and hearing about it. Mm. Yeah, it's sort of married up quite nicely, but to be able to, when I thought I was going to come over here and then to come over here, I didn't think I was going to play any games. I didn't have really any expectation to play a game. Just sort of thought I'd be amongst it and, you know, get some experience off field and watch some high level cricket. Yeah. But yeah, to be able to play now is great.
Yeah, I'll say when, like last year and the year before when I came, because I think it starts like 4:30 back home.
Correct.
Or 4:00. So when you get back from work or in the evenings, like if you turn it on at like 5:30, it's perfect. 10 overs into the first innings.
Right.
And everyone sort of watches it most nights because of the timing.
Yeah.
So the first 2 years I got here and I was like, wow, this is, because you watch it so much and then you actually hear, and in the few games I played, I would be like, this is so hectic. It's crazy and stuff. So it took me a while to realize, like now the other day I was like, when it got tight, I was like, this is just a normal cricket game. It's an IPL game, but it's still, I'm getting the feeling like it's a normal game rather than when my head was so scrambled first coming here and being like, shit, it's a huge game and everyone's watching. So it definitely took me a while to get used to the hype and the pressure.
Yeah, it's also the hype and the pressure for sure. And also what like all cricketers from around the world say, just being in the stadium when you're there for a match, just the noise sets it apart from any other competition in the world.
Yeah, you sort of take it for granted when you hear so often, but because you try and like, I at least try and like take the crowd out of it, because sometimes it gets really loud. Like when we were in Mumbai and they were hitting, like if Jake was here, we couldn't speak to each other. We'd have to like shout. So then you try and stay in your own sort of world and not get too much. But then when you're going wild, it's nice to hear the crowd
going. Hear
that,
exactly.
So it's like you mentioned, you sort of take it for granted while you're here. But it's real special when the crowds get going.
Yeah. We really do love our cricket here. When we first chatted with you, when you'd just gotten here, I remember you telling me how you looked up to Michael Clark and to Davey. What's it been like now? We're more than halfway through the competition, having him around on a couple of occasions, also going out to open the innings because he's not been available. What's that been like?
Yeah, with Davey, I was telling this to Stubbsy last night at dinner. He is one of the most unselfish people I've ever met. He always has time for everyone.
Yeah.
He wants to help you 24/7, looks after you. Like, we're going to Dubai for a little golf trip away and he sorted everything out, you know, because we're just a couple youngsters, but he enjoys hanging out with the youngsters and helping us out with experiencing everything, not just on the field, off field. He's trying to look after you, what you're like. Yeah, so he's very accommodating like that. And even when my friends say like, how's Davey, and they text me, how's Davey, I say that exact thing that I just said. He's honestly one of the most unselfish people I've ever met in my life. And when you spend 10 minutes with him and you chat to him for 10 minutes, you'll be able to find that out. He's unbelievable. So that just makes me so much like sort of calmer when coming into a space like this where everything can be so hectic.
Yeah.
Having that sort of experienced person who you can just go to whenever you want.
It's comforting.
Yeah. And he's always, every hotel, he's always been like two rooms away from me. So I just go into his room, have a coffee every morning. I spend a lot of time with him, almost more than Stubbsy. So he's great.
Yeah. And I mean, he knows every place in India. He knows everyone in India and everybody knows him and loves him.
He's more Indian than Australian. That's what I tell him. I say that. I say you're 70% Indian, 30% Australian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. Tell us a little bit, both of you, what are your cricketing goals?
Definitely, I think like if you want to, you can pretty much play a league throughout the year and then add in international cricket. It's quite hectic.
Yeah.
But I think we're a bit different where he has no interest, or at least he says so. He might change his mind now of playing test cricket where that's still what I really want to do, try and succeed in the test game. And then, so my main goal at the moment is to do as best I can for South Africa and then play one or two leagues where I feel it will help improve my game, because like the IPL standard's so high. Like I just opted not to play in the major league to try and prep for there's a test series in the West Indies. So if I'm in that squad, give myself the best opportunity to do well. Because like I feel you can burn out. These comps take a lot out of you mentally.
Yeah.
Because it's quite draining to get up for a game every 4 days. Like some days you wake up and you're like not there. You just know you're not there, but then you need to find a way to...
Yeah.
Some days during the IPL, I find myself waking up and just taking 5 seconds to realize which city in India am I in. I'm like, okay, I'm in Mohali. I'm in Jaipur. I have to check.
Like you don't know what day it is unless you see on your phone it's a Wednesday or something.
Exactly.
So you sort of get into a 3-day routine of travel, practicing today, or off day today, practicing tomorrow, game. And it takes a lot to get up for those games. You need to do your prep and stuff. So I like my time off. I like being at home. It's quiet. He likes the city life. I like just my PE is a small town. Got a good group of mates. We keep it simple, surf, play golf.
Yeah.
Have a couple of beers. I enjoy that.
So is that introvert, extrovert?
I wouldn't say he's an introvert.
Yeah.
I'd just say...
Semi.
Yeah. Like he would enjoy
coming
to Melbourne and letting me take him out and things like that. But then
when's that
I
happening?
Would also... Well, hopefully soon. But
soon.
I'd also enjoy, you know, going on a boat and having a few drinks with Stubbsy as well. So it works both ways, but I wouldn't do that every day and he wouldn't do what I do every day.
Yes.
So yeah, we're a bit different like that, but that's probably why we're good friends.
100%. No, but like he said, test cricket, is that something that interests you at all? Would you watch maybe, you said you don't watch a lot of cricket, but maybe let's say something like an Ashes, would you check scores, turn on the telly if need be?
Yeah, I'd say I watch more test cricket than 2020 cricket.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I've just always sort of grown up watching more test cricket than short form cricket. It's not something I have openly said I don't want to do. As you said, my game is more suited to the shorter form.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing to say that you can't develop your game, like Stubbsy was saying, into an all three format player, which ideally would be like the end result. David Warner is a perfect case. As for exactly what he did, he started in the short form and then got his chance in the test stuff and made a count, and he's our best opener that we've ever had in all three formats.
You are a young Davey.
They're very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, like fearless in the batting, started out with like limited overs cricket and like creating such an impact, and then you never know. Yeah.
Davey always says to me that there's no other young Davey. He's only young Davey.
That sounds like him.
It sounds like Davey, doesn't it? Yeah. But no, I've never say no to any opportunity representing my country. Mm. So whatever I can do to be able to play all those formats, I will try my absolute best. I've only played two one-day internationals, so Stubbs is a lot more experienced in that realm than I am.
Played one, champ.
Yeah, but you've played test cricket.
Yeah.
Also one.
You've got a test cap.
I have a record that...
It's okay, we don't need to go on that.
Test cap is a test cap, so...
Yeah, I got the cap.
No one's taking that away from you.
Yeah.
You have any... What are your goals as a cricketer? Your short-term goals and then long-term?
World Cup? Yeah, I'd love to make the World Cup squad. I think it's getting announced in the next week or two. So that'd be great. I think that's next month. So if that happens, that'd be awesome. And then I try not to make too many goals. Try to keep it simple. Don't look too far ahead. Focus on what needs to be done now.
I'm very similar in that aspect. Just sort of, when's the next game of cricket that I'm going to play? And then how am I going to, you know, help the team win that game?
Yeah.
Because if you do that for a longer period of time, then all the other outside goals that people may think you have of playing, you know, ICC events and all this stuff will happen, and they'll fall in place if you just worry about that. That's my thoughts. It might not be everyone else's cup of tea, but that's how I think about it.
Nice. Lovely. We will wrap this with a rapid fire.
You might have to go slow. Stubbsy's not.
You both bat at crazy strike rates, so the answers also have to be super fast.
Yeah, because Stubbsy sleeps for 10 hours a day.
10 hours a day?
Yeah. 10 hours, that's...
No, a day.
Oh,
Not a night, sleep. A day. He loves a nap.
So have you had to like call him and like no response?
I text him and call him all the time. And
you don't know what's going on?
No.
Oh, okay.
So D&D. That's something
he thinks I'm sleeping.
That is also something that I've said to Stubbsy. He needs to get better at his communication.
Yes.
And he needs to look out for others more.
Yes.
But others, I mean, he
you
needs to look
respond.
Out for me.
And you look
out
for you.
Something a little bit selfish.
And the text. Lovely. Okay. So the same questions for the two of you. This is the rapid fire. Your dream batting partner would be, and you can name anybody from the past or present.
Hashim Amla.
Dream batting.
I don't want to say his name again because I've done it. But it's hard not to say Davey.
Okay. A current cricketer closest to you in terms of your batting style?
Travis Head.
I think I'm far off, but I like to say Aidan Markram.
Okay. A cricket record that's maybe on your bucket list, you'd like to go for it, if there is one.
What was the world record that you got? That's not on your bucket
list. That's not on my bucket
list.
No. You go.
Well, I've already got it.
15 ball.
No,
he has a world record.
29
ball century.
I don't think a record, but a test 100. I'll take one of those.
Yeah, I'll take one of those as well, actually.
Test 100 would be nice. Okay, a cricket rule you'd like to see changed or improved?
This impact rule. I think as a batter, I think you have less responsibility because...
I love it.
Yeah, but I think... I think either way, if you bat up top, it's the same thing.
It is also a lot. A lot different because you've got blokes like Rishabh, you know, coming in after me. So I feel like I can go out there and express myself and do whatever. But it's a bit different for someone who bats lower order.
Yeah, like so like if you bat in the middle order and you fall down for not much, you know you've only got one batter coming in. So there's a bit more batsmanship there where now... You fall down for nothing, then you still got two or three batters coming
correct.
In. Or you got that extra batter, so you can still, or you just keep going.
Yeah.
I think it's great entertainment, but I think it, I don't know if I should say too much, because it's a hot topic at the moment.
It is.
I just think it sort of like takes away the impact of like the all-rounders and what they bring to a team.
A lot of people think that as well.
Outbalances the team.
Yeah. Okay, some non-cricket ones. You're stranded in an island and you can only carry three things with you.
Can I will name his three things?
He gets a chance.
I know the three things, so you name it and say our question.
But you have to answer for yourself as well. Go ahead.
My three things, probably like three things to keep me alive. Or just three things.
No, just three things.
You can only carry three things with you in an island.
You stay alive no matter what. You just have three things that you can't live without. Not food, water, and a shelter.
He has improved my question right now. Okay, he's still thinking. What about you?
Can I name his things? I don't
know. Let's try and see if the answers match, they probably will.
You name first because you could...
So his phone. Huh. Something else we can't say on here.
Yeah, we won't say that.
There's a third thing. No, what's your third thing?
My Carmex.
Your car?
My
lip balm.
Lip balm.
Oh, yes, that thing.
Yeah.
That thing.
So, lip balm, phone, and you're very close, but I'd say a phone charger to keep my phone going.
Okay. You can invite three cricketers over for dinner. Without Stubbsy on the list. Without Jake on the list. So who would those three
cricketers
be?
I wouldn't be invited anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, he would. Of course he would.
He wouldn't bribe.
No, he would.
I'll go Jacques Cullis, Mark Boucher, and Graham Smith. Those three they're like South African legends, but they're also like really good mates. So I think getting them, having a few drinks with them, they'll tell some really good stories. And you won't have to say much. You can just listen. All evening. And you'll... hear lots about what
about
they
you.
Did.
Three people invited to your dinner party.
Anyone in the world. Or cricketers.
Cricketers. From the past to present.
Cricketers. I go Shane Warne, Michael Clarke. I feel like that would be a great duo. And we need some responsibility in there because it could get out of hand quite quick. Ricky Ponting.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good party. Yeah. That's a good party. Okay. Your favorite cheat meal is?
It's a thing called a chocolate stir stumpy. It's like a chocolate drink back home.
Oh, that one.
I'll have like one a day. Someone once told us it's good for recovery, so I told myself it's good.
45 grams of sugar in it.
Wow. What about you?
I love the Golden Arches back home. McDonald's. Probably once a month operation, unless after a night out, maybe you need something to eat. But once a month, and that would, I'd order a fair bit as well. I wouldn't just order one meal, I'd order
two
or three. Chicken nuggets.
Nuggets, cheeseburgers, triple cheeseburgers, chicken burgers.
Go all out.
The lot. Sundaes, ice cream cones.
Yeah.
Oh, frappes.
Frappes. The works.
Apple pie.
Apple pie too.
Never had one, but why not? Just add it to the list.
Yeah, done. Okay. Last couple, if not a cricketer, then what?
I'd have finished my degree in marketing and I'd have tried to, I'd be a business, be, or I'd do something in marketing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about you?
I was actually studying for a year
of school.
Yeah, but online school. At the PGA Institute. So I was learning how to, you know, do business and marketing within golf and things like that.
Wow, there's business prospect.
But I stopped
right here
because it was getting too full on. But I think I'd be like a golf pro somewhere.
A golf pro?
Like just like somewhere at a club.
Okay.
And just help people out, give lessons.
And he could promote you, he could market you.
Yeah, he'd be my manager guy.
He'll be your manager. Has to be. Okay, last one before we close this. You have to spell your name backwards for me.
Try.
NATSIRT.
Not bad, yours. It's too easy, though.
EKIJ.
So easy.
For
was that right?
Ikaj.
Ikaj.
And
spell your surname back.
Oh, we'd be here all day.
That'd be a tough one.
KRUG-CMRESARF. There you go.
Yeah.
But I got the hyphen period wrong. I put the hyphen in between the Mick and the Girk.
Full marks for effort. No, that's a long one. It's a tough one.
Well done, champ.
Thanks, well done. Well done. Thank you so much, guys. It was lovely talking to you. And all the best for everything. And we hope to see both of you in the World Cup squads for your respective countries. And just good luck for everything. Be amazing. And just bat and play and enjoy the way you guys do. It's been great fun watching both of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Britta.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.